London for some shades.
Try these.
Oh, thank you. Are you sure?
Well, I'm halfway through the solar tour, and I keep leaving my sunglasses in hotel rooms, then buying a new pair on the street. I must have 6 pairs in my bag by now. Excuse me, but did I just see you come from the private hangar?
Having your own spaceship seems such a wonderful idea until you spend a week crammed into it with the lights on low because you have the power consumption set to economy.
Are you Bernice Summerfield?
Yes.
The Bernice Summerfield?
Well, one doesn't like to boast.
The President of Earth?
Oh, right. No, different Bernice Summerfield.
Oh, you look just like her.
She looks like me, actually. Sorry, you're Mr...
Feltaby. Just Feltaby.
Yes, well, I'm not the President. I'm aware of the resemblance, though. It's a long story. I thought people were staring at me. These sunglasses will come in handy in more ways than one.
Well, if you find it bright here, I hope your next appointment isn't Mercury. Bright and hot.
Oh.
Occasionally, the corridors of the outstations overheat and you get blasted by coolant spray. Now, by comparison, the crystalline refraction of the artificial outer core of Eros is relatively benign. Sorry, I'm rambling, aren't I?
No, it's fine. It's sort of beautiful in an incredibly bright way. I suppose if you're going to build an artificial planet, might as well go for something flashy. Shame about the name.
Eros? Inevitable if you're right next to Venus. Some people would call it iconic.
Or trite. I suppose it's a name which promises romance. Or at least something that passes for it. I pity those poor buggers over on Thanatos. Another iconic name, but a bit less seductive.
Apparently, Eros's twin planet is just as interesting. Spectacular industrial facilities. A real treat for the fan of the galactic munitions industry.
I think I'll give it a miss. Anyway, a pleasure to have met you.
Always good to meet a fellow tourist.
Oh, I'm here on business. Thanks for the shades and enjoy the rest of the tour.
You too.
Hello. Oh, it's you.
Good to talk to you too, Adrian.
Well, it is very early.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. It's mid-afternoon here. A few days of space flight and 6 hours parking in orbit will mess with your sense of time like that. Sorry. Just thought I'd call to let you know I got to Eros safely.
Okay.
Is Peter still...
asleep? No such luck. He's been up and about for hours. He's addicted to that logic game he got off Braxiatel's hard drive.
I don't suppose he's got anywhere with it.
He should have done. He's been playing it enough. I suppose you want to speak to him. Peter! Come and speak to your mother.
Thanks. Oh, and before you put him on, I need to send you a number. These public vidphones are bloody expensive, so I've got a disposable audio comm you can get me on. If I plug it in here... there you go. If either of you need to get in touch with me, you can call me on that. It's routed through the local comm, so it's a bit laggy, but you can...
Fine. Peter! I'll speak to you later.
Yes, okay.
Mum!
Hello! Just called to tell you I got here, okay?
How is it? Eros, I mean.
Very, very bright. I can see now why you don't get many highly refractive planetoids. I've nearly got a migraine already.
Cool. What else? Have you met your friend yet?
I've only just got here, actually, and she's not really a friend. More a 4-foot rodent I once knew. So, Adrian says you've been playing that logic game.
Yeah. Once you get the hang of the rules, it's really addictive. I've solved more than 50 puzzles on it now.
Yeah, well, don't spend the whole time playing it. I thought this would be a good chance to spend some time with your dad. How are you finding your first visit to Earth?
Yeah, it's all right. Busy, which is good, I suppose. Dad wants to keep a low profile, he says.
Where are you now?
Dallas. We're going on to Mexico tomorrow. It looks pretty amazing.
Ah, that's my credit running out. You can tell me all about it when I get back. Your dad has a number to call me if you need to. Otherwise, I'll see you in a couple of days, okay?
Okay.
Anyway, have fun staying with your dad. And I'll see you soon. And let him get some sleep. Ah, Hello.
Welcome to the Eros Scientific Relationship Consultancy, a place for love on the planet of love. How can I... Huh?
Good afternoon. Professor Scoblow.
Bernice Summerfield.
So, you remember me then?
Of course. The conference on Mars. I've made some poor choices booking academic speakers in my time. Drunks, lectures, drunken lectures. You are the only one to nearly start a nuclear war.
Well, I stopped it, to be fair. Eventually.
I wouldn't have minded so much if your paper hadn't been so sloppy.
Hey, there's no need to get personal.
You already had a reputation. Death and destruction follow you around. That's what they say about you.
That's a little melodramatic of they, I think. I've always thought of myself as, well, a bit ordinary.
To look at, yes. And in other ways. But you're trouble. Everything you touch breaks. You dance around while everyone else gets killed. I was warned, but I didn't listen. And what happened? Academics go to conferences to fan their egos, to partake of booze and their peers, to further the understanding of civilization, to stand on the shoulders of giants, to push back the frontiers of knowledge. And if there's the chance of any trembler in between presentations, all the better. They don't expect to be nearly obliterated. My reputation was ruined after that. I lost my chair, my funding. No other academic institution would employ me. I had to enter the private sector. I had to get a job.
Well, I may have nearly blown up the planet, but you weren't exactly perfect. You were sleeping with my husband.
Your ex-husband, I believe?
Jason and I were working on that.
You might have thought you were, but you were mistaken. No one can tame someone like Jason Kane. You've read his books?
Those masterpieces of cross-species erotic fiction he churned out a few years ago? Yes, about those.
Oh, that was a great week. Wild! A great man. Too much of one to be tied down to, well, anyone. But certainly not you. I never saw him again. That's what Jason was like. Wham, bam, and gone. That's what's so incredible about him. You felt his fire as I did, but you wanted to control it. Damp it down. I was happy to let it consume me. You never understood him, did you? It's intense. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. No second chances.
Anyway, we reconciled.
You did? Oh, you did? My life was ruined, but you get to live happily ever after.
He's dead.
I'm sorry to hear that. I hadn't seen Jason for a long time, but I'd always hoped. How did it happen?
There was an accident.
Well, I'm very sorry. You're not the first widow to use our little consultancy.
Yes, I meant to ask, what is this? Some kind of dating agency?
The Eros Scientific Relationship Consultancy has been something of a local phenomenon. Over 1,000 happy clients in less than a year.
Very impressive. I wouldn't have thought human matchmaking would be your cup of tea.
I may look like one of your pet hamsters, Professor Summerfield, but I assure you, I have extensively studied human romantic behaviours. My field experience is second to none.
So does that make you a field mouse? Nice suit, by the way.
Thank you. It's Harris Tweed. Now, I hate to be vulgar, but shall we get on? If you take a look at our interactive service directory, I'm sure you'll
find... Oh, I'm not here to buy anything. Sorry, I should have made that clear. I'm here for Jason's books. Apparently, they're still in print in many of the less discerning corners of the galaxy. Big sellers in spaceports.
You never appreciated his work?
Not really my thing.
No. Did you ever read them?
Bits of them.
You see this? Jason gave me this. Barely Humanoid. His great unpublished work. I edited them all, you know.
I do know, actually. Jason named Peter and I his sole beneficiaries, but his estate wasn't much. It's been in the back of my mind that I should speak to his publishers, the charmingly named Velvet Mandible, and arrange to turn over his royalties to us. I figured out there couldn't be that much, otherwise Jason would have had more money when he died, right? Shame, really, because I've had a few cash flow problems lately.
This is all very touching, But I don't really care about you, whoever this Peter is, or the state of your overdraft.
Hang on, there's more. I was breaking into this bank vault recently, don't ask, and I just happened to find details for Jason's secret bank account on their systems. Does that ring any bells?
Ah.
Yes. Ah. And it turned out those books were more than just a nice little earner. So I visited Jason's publishers, who were only too happy to arrange the paperwork to transfer all future royalties to me. But that won't kick in for another 6 months. So I could do with getting all those juicy royalties he's already accrued. But when I contacted his bank, it turned out there's another signatory on the account. His editor.
Yes. Well, in return for managing the account, I'm entitled to draw a small salary from it. He asked me to do it partly because of my links with his publisher, but also because he was concerned that anyone in his immediate social circle might be compromised.
Let's just say he wasn't exactly wrong. The problem is, due to various technicalities, which Jason really should have sorted out, I need you to surrender your control before I can get at the account.
Really?
So, I'm here to ask you, very reasonably, not to mount a lengthy and expensive legal challenge and instead to come with me to the bank and just sign it over. I'll give you a 10% cut as compensation.
All right, fine.
I mean, whatever differences we have, Peter is involved too, and Jason wanted to look out for him.
Fine.
And for however long you may have known Jason and whatever ways you knew him, we lived with him day in.
Fine!
And
I said fine already. When do you want to go? Now? How fast can I get you out of my life before you ruin it all over again?
Huh. Yeah. Actually, I didn't expect you to be quite this reasonable.
I don't care about the bloody money. You think I want to take you to court and see your face every bloody day? I'm trying to run a business here. And the sooner you are gone, the sooner I can get on with it. Oh, yes. I've kept track of you. Wherever 2 to 4 people end up making trouble, you'll be in the thick of it. And trouble I can do without. So, what do we need to do to finish this?
Well, we go to the nearest Galcred-affiliated bank, provide a couple of signatures, and it's done.
Very well. I have no appointments this morning, and my staff aren't really morning people. Let's do this, and you can be on your way.
Thanks. Well, this is easy.
Twist. Big word, sir.
Please! Please! I will not be answering any questions, so you might as well give up now. I do, however, have a prepared statement. Thank you. The following statement is an official release, so I trust you will report it in full. I have been made aware of the rumors that have been circulating today, and I am here to reassure the people of Eros. Negotiations with Venus Central are ongoing and progressing well. The Chancellor himself is currently in deep conversation with Representative Nojok Barnes, who, as you know, has always been a great friend of Eros in the Venusian government. I can assure you that an accommodation will be reached soon, and we will have a sound settlement for Erosians, which will also satisfy our friends on the planet below. The bond between Eros and Venus is a strong one.
Yeah, gravity!
Can I finish? The bond is a strong one and can survive robust dialogue. As negotiations proceed, I would ask the people of Eros not to be distracted by unhelpful rhetoric and idle gossip. Speculation that the war hives of Thanatos are being prepared for when... For when our moons next pass each other are nothing but lazy scaremongering. I have complete faith that the current situation will be resolved without armed conflict. And I continue to give my full support to the Chancellor at this time. Thank you. That is all.
Bit busy today, isn't it? What is it, pension day?
No idea. You've got the better view. Why do humans bother growing so tall? I suppose it's to make up for the lack of fur.
Yes, I'm sure that's it. Look, do you want to lift up? I warn you now, I'm drawing the line at carrying you on my shoulders. This isn't a pop festival.
Just tell me what's going on.
Well, the crowd seems to be at its thickest ahead of us, just around the entrance to the bank, oh dear.
Hello again. Professor Summerfield, wasn't it?
Oh, hello, Mr...
Felterby.
Oh, yes, sorry, of course. Well, it is a small world.
Yes, about 100 cubic miles. How is that relevant? Is this a friend of yours, Summerfield?
Ignore Professor Scoblow here. She got sawdust in her water this morning. So, how's your trip going? I hope you weren't planning to make a withdrawal. It seems a little busy.
Oh, no. I'm just here to take in the local colour. How lucky I am to visit when history is being made.
Well, it's a bit busy, but it's hardly... Oh, bloody hell! Someone doesn't like hidden fees. Sorry, you were saying?
Well, negotiations between Eros and Venus have broken down. All financial transfers are frozen.
Oh.
And the rumour is that as soon as Thanatos and Eros are in alignment, an expeditionary force of war rockets will be coming to suppress any rebellion. Exciting, isn't it?
Not perhaps the word I would use.
This was a nice place. A planet of love. Love and money. You come here, Bernie Summerfield, and the marauding space Nazis are only 5 steps behind you.
Don't blame me for this. I never... Perhaps we should continue this back at your office, yes? Felterby, are you coming?
What? I miss all this?
Oh, very well. Just remember, you're not on holiday from mortality. You'll get hurt here just as easily as at home. Maybe more easily. Good luck!
Hello, Twist speaking.
It's me.
Who?
You know who.
Oh, you! How am I supposed to know who it is if you use that bloody modulator?
Who else is going to ring you using the modulator? No names, we need to be cautious.
You just rang me on my vidphone. How cautious is that?
Are matters proceeding as planned?
Yes, everything is exactly as we intended. The cabinet are in disarray, the population is in uproar.
The Chancellor will hang on, but they'll be calling for his head in a matter of hours. You need to take full advantage. Where he looks weak, you need to look strong, but don't directly undermine him. I've put a lot of work into setting this up for you.
For me? Don't pretend there's nothing in it for you.
You have to make your own luck, Vice-Chancellor. We will speak later. You know where to find me.
Still no signal. Off-world comms must be down. I wouldn't mind, but I only bought this a couple of hours ago.
I knew it. I just knew it. You have been here an hour and civilization has collapsed.
I hope Peter won't be too worried. With any luck, this won't even make the news on Earth.
I'll have to pack up and move on again, presuming I even get out of here alive.
Professor, pull yourself together. I'm sure we can fix this. Then we get our money, go our separate ways, no lives ruined.
It is a crisis, a revolution, sheer anarchy. I don't know how you've done it. I don't know why. Why would you keep doing this? What sort of sick, twisted, lumbless creature? No, I don't want to know. All I know is somehow you've brought this on us everywhere you go.
That's not entirely fair. I go to plenty of places without there being trouble. I was on Earth about a year ago and nothing untoward... No, sorry. There was that clone uprising, wasn't there? I mean, only a little one. Anyway, this has nothing to do with me. I wanted to get into that bank. Why would I do anything to close it down?
Does the sea set out to drown people? Does the avalanche know about all the little tiny houses in its way? It's like I said, you are the howling spectre at the feast, the banshee at the end of my bed.
Not if I can help it, I'm not. Anyway, one thing about my life is true. I have a lot of experience of this kind of thing, and I've seen far worse than today.
Really?
Yes, really. This is a little local difficulty. The right people, a little leverage, this can all be sorted out, no problem.
The jock.
Pardon? Is that one of those modern swear words? Because I gave those up a while back. I tend to stick to the classic Anglo-Saxon these days.
No. Nudjock Barnes. He's a new client. Half Venusian, half human and all... Well.
Oh, you didn't.
No, I did not. Our relationship is strictly professional. More's the pity.
Who's Mr. Barnes and what use is he to us?
Here's his file. Nudjock Barnes is the Venusian ambassador on Eros. His parentage makes...
I'm not sure how that's even possible, by the way. I mean, I'm having difficulty picturing how you...
Anything is possible with love, Summerfield. Love and a bit of imagination.
Last of the true romantics you are. Sorry, you were saying?
Ninjok's unique background makes him the perfect go-between. He's trusted by both humans and Venusians. An honest broker.
It says here he's one of the holders of the security codes for the Thanatosian armories.
So?
If we could get access to those, we could stop all this. We could shut down the weapons of the Venusian war rockets and let everything cool off.
Should you really be trying to interfere in a diplomatic incident like this? I mean, shouldn't someone experienced be doing that?
Oh, I've got a bit of experience. Besides, rockets are a disproportionate use of force, don't you think? Eros can't stand up to an attack like that, and they know it. I say let's give the little guy a helping hand. So, what do we have on this Mr. Barnes?
Nothing much. He's entirely above board. However, if I check the booking diary... There. He has an appointment with Caspel tonight. Barnes moves from hotel to hotel for security reasons. But according to this, he will be with Caspel in the restaurant at the Hellion tonight.
Caspel?
One of my staff. A love drone of Quinn.
Pardon, what did you just say?
A love drone of Quinn. We have a number on staff. They use state-of-the-art cerebro-prophological mapping techniques to match up all your needs and desires, conscious and unconscious, psychological and physical.
Huh, the perfect date. They tell you what you want to hear. Oh, I should have known it. This isn't some therapy centre or even a dating agency. It's an emotional whorehouse for insecure egomaniacs. Wow, no wonder there's money in it.
Have you finished? I wouldn't be here if someone hadn't destroyed my academic career and if someone's ex-husband hadn't provided me with the correct context to start such a business.
Fair enough. Someone will shut up now.
Good. While Caspel is dining with Nudjock, we will have the perfect opportunity to snatch the codes. Now, we know which hotel he'll be at. It should be easy enough to find out the right room. In fact, I imagine Caspel will know. I'll just check.
At least local comms are still okay. So, not quite the end of the world.
What a comfort you are. Ah, Caspel, when are you meeting... Yeah, well, that's all very well. Don't you just...
Starving problems?
Caspel has decided to take an alternative career path.
As what?
As a rioter, apparently. These love drones are terribly malleable. Put them in a crowd situation, they're likely to go with the flow. Oh, we need a replacement. I'll call one of the others. Of course, if all the love drones have joined the revolution, we may need to take more drastic measures in searching for a replacement.
What? No. Really, no. Just keep dialing. This is a terrible idea. Call one of your drones again.
It's no use. They've all gone AWOL.
Wonderful. So while they're reclaiming the night, I have to take the place of this Caspel person. Why me?
Well, I can hardly do it, can I? I'd need quite a wax to pass for his type.
I don't think I can do this.
Have dinner?
Any of this. This place, this guy, this dress. It's not very practical, is it?
If you knew about such things, you'd know it's the fashion on Eros this year.
Lovely. Anyway, the dress is beside the point. You see, I can't believe I'm having this conversation with you, of all people.
Feel free to stop having it at any time.
No, you need to understand. Since Jason died, I haven't had a chance to even consider, well, anything. Now you're sending me on this date.
A fake date?
A fake date, whatever, any date. I don't think I can do this. Clones, robots, zombies, fine, bring them on. But this is too much.
Summerfield. Bernice. You can do this. Apart from anything else, judging by the requirements Najok gave us, he likes to play the white knight to vulnerable women. So if you have a nervous breakdown, he'll just think it's part of the act.
Thanks. That's really a comfort.
Now, what do I do?
Ah, no. This I'm comfortable with. You need to get into Barnes's room, look for a secure drawer or safe. Oh, I've got something for you which should help here.
Oh, an electronic lockpick? Where did you get this?
Handy, isn't it? Remember what I said about breaking into that bank vault? Well, I was with a friend at the time, and this was hers.
It's a bit fancy for a present.
Oh, she didn't give it to me. I nicked it. That's the problem with thieves. They have honour deficit issues.
Hmm.
If nothing else, this hotel is incredible. This atrium, the way the evening light refracts through the facets of the...
Yeah.
Do you know which one is the ambassador's room?
6310. You just keep him busy in the restaurant.
Oh, that's the ambassador coming over, is it?
Oh, he's nice.
Taller than I thought, and broader. Maybe this isn't going to be so bad. Maybe this is what I need. Take a jump into the unknown, a leap into the abyss.
Stop wittering, he'll hear you.
Hello, Professor Scoblo.
Ambassador Najok. This is,
Jenny. Jenny Winterfield Meadow. Jenny Wintermeadow.
Well, you look incredible, Jenny.
Oh, thank you. You are not half bad yourself, Ambassador.
No, really incredible. She looks just like President Summerfield. Well, I wouldn't have thought there would be a market for this template in your industry, but obviously I was wrong. She's very realistic, though.
You think so?
Yes, almost perfect. I mean, she's not quite as good quality, obviously.
I'm sorry?
Do go on.
The President's a very high-grade artificial, what with having originally been made for television. Whereas with yours, I can tell she is not a real human.
You can tell that?
She almost sounded offended, then. I'm trying to be honest.
That is what I'm here for.
What in particular would you say her main faults were? Do list them.
Oh, just little things. I just don't think the technology is all the way there yet. She's 90% of the way there.
90?
95, 99, nearly there, just not 100. There are just a few tiny flaws here and there. She really does look offended.
Not at all.
It's impossible to offend a love drone. Try as hard as you like. Please do.
That doesn't sound like a particularly pleasant way to spend an evening.
No.
Shall we go to the restaurant, Ambassador?
Of course. Thank you once again, Professor Scoblo.
The pleasure is all mine. See you later, love drone Jenny.
I hope you have as lovely an evening as I do.
Continuing crisis has led to violent scenes on the streets of Eros tonight. The following footage contains scenes that viewers may find disturbing.
Eros. Mum.
Dad!
Dad!
Oh, wait. Oh, never mind. Heavily disrupted, with rumours of a jamming
signal being transmitted from Venus's upper artificial... It's looking through! Dad! Oh, Dad.
And finally...
I hope she's all right. Rugby team returned from their 11th consecutive... Oh, Mum, what sort of trouble are you in now? Tournament.
We practically have the place to ourselves. Take your seat.
There's an interplanetary crisis. I think that might be spoiling people's appetites.
Oh, that's a storm in a teacup.
You seem very confident of that, Ambassador Najok.
This sort of thing happens all the time. Please, call me Nudge. I didn't want to offend you before.
You were right. I am pretending to be something I'm not. You, though, should feel free to say what you want.
You won't kiss and tell?
You can say whatever you like. No ESRC employees, not even Professor Scoblo herself, will have access to anything you say. If you'd like, I can clear my memory cache at the end of this dinner.
I thought I had you all night.
Oh, you can definitely have me all night. Did I actually say that?
Yes, you did. Wow, that's good acting. Sorry, I'm still fascinated by you love drones, by the rules of this game.
You make the rules.
No, I guess I do. This isn't how I thought this would go. I thought it'd be better scripted.
I try my best. Doesn't always work out that way.
You're not quite what I imagined.
Love drones use state-of-the-art cerebro-prophological mapping techniques to match up all your needs and desires, conscious and unconscious, psychological and physical.
Well, the physical side of things, you're a brunette and a posh accent. Oh, they got all that right. As I say, you remind me a lot of the president. Wonder what that says about me.
I thought she was widely regarded as attractive.
I've met the woman. She doesn't have much interest in Venus or Eros or anything much beside herself. And there's her secret drinking problem. Serious blackmail risk. She's got away with it so far.
You know all the dirt. You must have secrets of your own.
I know a juicy secret about her, actually. She's disappeared.
Disappeared?
Yep. She and her entourage of four bodyguards vanished in Brazil. Her people are keeping it covered up so far. The official line is that she's exhausted and needs a holiday. They're desperately trying to discreetly get her original template off the TV company which made her. You know, she used to be an actress.
Yes.
Sorry, it's just that artificials don't always have much sense of history. Anyway, they're hoping that if the president doesn't turn up, they can send out a clone.
Gosh. Should you be telling me things like that?
Actually, the friend who told me that asked me to subtly leak it, and I owe him a favour.
They'll probably have to take me out of service when the news gets out.
Probably. They've made you a little older, haven't they? The lines on your face, the sagging, the bags under your eyes.
Ah.
Unique features. Not just someone else's idea of beauty. I like it.
Oh. Thank you. Flattery must be a useful art in your line of work.
I was being honest.
I know. Are you equally honest with yourself?
If I really was, would I be on a date with a love drone?
It's probably best to take me at face value.
Ah, well, that's not always true with real people, is it?
I don't have needs or an agenda.
And that's never true with real people.
This process will, if you let it, help you to find out all sorts of things about yourself. Your own needs and agenda, if you like.
I like your smile.
Thank you.
I'm hoping love drones eat food, or this was a lousy place to meet up.
I'm famished.
We should eat.
What the...
It's a grenade. Sounds like someone threw it straight at the window. You'll love the food. The chef trained at Shea Potts.
It sounded further away than that.
Oh, that'll be the shielding. I'm not the only diplomat who uses this hotel. The defences are state-of-the-art. It would take a tank shell to even scratch the facade of this place.
That's comforting.
I didn't expect a love drone to be so easily distracted.
Ah, it's the mood of the crowd. I'm reacting to the ambient distress. Unavoidable, I'm afraid. Sorry.
There's a simple solution to that. Room service?
Of course. Room service. No problem. It's just that rather, this is... I mean, it's also...
That wasn't a problem either, clearly.
That was terrific.
Shall we move this thing upstairs, then?
I'm not entirely sure. That's a... Oh, why not?
Crispus, this is Professor Scoblo from the ESRC. I know you're not in, but I'm leaving you this message just in case. I'm currently in the Hellion Hotel, room 6310. Should anything happen to me, untoward, possibly involving the possession of illegal equipment relating to breaking and entering... So it works. Anyway, Crispus, as my lawyer, I want you to formally record that I was under duress. And should I be arrested, perhaps whilst rifling through an ambassador's personal effects, in this hypothetical situation, I need you to recall that I have been under a great deal of personal stress. And not to forget the full extent of the very private services my company has provided for you in the past. Oh, and one more thing, Crispus. If you do pick this up tonight, I don't suppose you could call me if you know what a defence code looks like. Are they generally kept in a folder, or an envelope, a data tablet, or whatever? That might be very helpful information.
Level 20.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Humans have to breathe sometimes, and as I'm half human...
I understand.
But, yeah.
You will notice that I'm programmed to simulate heavy breathing.
Level.
Yes, I did notice that, yes. What else have you been programmed for?
Impulsive behaviour, it seems.
What a fascinating artificial organism you are. So, will I be able to tell?
Level 40.
No. You know, we don't have to do this in your room.
Oh.
We could go somewhere else. That might be exciting.
Well, it might. But for a man in my position, it pays to be discreet.
We could sneak into one of the jacuzzi suites.
Level 50.
You're wearing stockings. I love stockings.
No.
And I love these too.
Those should probably stay on just for... Oh, too late. Well, no harm done. Keep doing that. Oh, Ambassador, you are spoiling me.
Level 60.
Hey, why don't we just jam the lift? Get ourselves a little privacy right here.
That does sound...
Level 60.
Oh, damn it.
Good evening, folks.
Yes. Evening. We were just,
Time to get out, Jenny. This is our floor, and these people would like to use the lift.
Of course.
Our floor. My room is just round the corner.
Right. Your room. Right.
A safe. It's hardly even worth trying Benny's stupid toy on it. So, anyway, as I was saying, if I'm found in possession of a star chart and a diary and... whatever that is, then there's a perfectly reasonable explanation. What's this? In such times as these, with war rockets visible through the glass ceiling of our world... What we need is clear leadership. There's pages and pages of this stuff. I'll call you back. Ambassador Nadjok. I was just dropping off the bill for a...
I am not Nadjok.
No. Who are you?
I'm the Vice Chancellor.
Of?
Eros. I'm Sefton Twisk. Don't you recognize me? Wait. What are you doing in here? Who are you?
I'm...
What's that in your paw?
This? I've no idea.
How did you get it?
I found it.
In a locked safe?
The safe was, open. And you can see it's right by the door.
Which is supposed to be guarded. The guard must have been restationed to the main entrance. We'll have to have words with hotel security.
You should look at these things first. There are maps and timetables and all sorts of things. I mean, why would the ambassador need military-grade orbital charts? And there are speeches in here, but they don't sound like the ones he'd be delivering.
Well, he will be sent copies of important speeches.
I suppose. Aren't you worried, though?
Worried?
Well, Thanatos is nearly here. The Venusian ambassador has military plans in his safe.
No, I'm not worried.
Shouldn't you be? You're the Vice-Chancellor.
The ambassador isn't here. Do you know where he is?
Oh, yes, actually. He's downstairs having dinner with a colleague of mine. More of an acquaintance than a colleague.
So, he's out of the way while you search his room.
Yes, that's right. I mean, yes, that's what seems to have happened. Still, I can't imagine we'll be seeing him. Perhaps I should put everything back in the safe and we should both leave.
Don't move a whisker. You're not going anywhere. Not with what you've seen.
Seen? Hang on. What have I seen?
I sense that in your deepest desires, you'd rather not go to your room.
Jenny, is this part of the act, your programming?
Negative.
What?
Negative is computer language for no.
Computer language? What the hell's...
We must not go to your room.
This is the first time I've ever tried to, use a love drone this way. And it's really confusing me. Just now in the lift, you were... I mean, it really felt like, we actually were... Did I accidentally knock a switch or something? If it's not part of the deal that we, well... That's fine. I'll just, I'm going to my room. Are you coming?
No! I mean, affirmative.
Your voice was all computery just then. Do you think I've got robophile tendencies? Is that it? Well, a little bit, perhaps. I plugged a socket or two myself when I was in college, like everyone else. If that's what I want, well, okay, you're the expert. But we can't stay out here.
I will come with you, but not to your room.
Okay, this is weird and a bit annoying.
Affirmative.
Well, this is my room and I'm going in.
No, wait, I...
Ambassador, he's going to kill you.
What? Scoblo, what are you doing here?
He means to kill you.
Wait, Twisk, what's going on?
Why are you looking at me?
I'm not going to kill you. I don't even have a gun.
Okay, love drone Jenny, close the door. Now the three of you get over there.
Me?
Yes. Twisk, what are you doing here?
I found this gerbil thing.
I am a packer. And wait until I tell the news feeds about this. Vice Chancellor in racist taunt sugar. They'll pound you out of office.
Shut up! She's got
this.
Let me see that. Oh, a negative hyperspace signaller.
Oh, I might have guessed you'd know what it was.
What were you doing in my room in the first place?
I needed to talk to you.
Not you. Scoblo, you sent love drone Jenny to keep me busy while you ransacked my room. Why?
Oh, I sent her to keep you busy, but she's not a love drone. A love drone would have managed to do what it was meant to do.
The best laid plans of... Well, you know.
Well done, by the way, Benny. Having a man walk out on you after 10 minutes. A new personal record. I assume.
Of course Jenny's a love drone.
If you had had time to examine her closely...
Sorry, Ambassador. I'm not a love drone. I'm a genuine human being. Professor Bernice Summerfield.
A professor of archaeology. A Skive subject, not a real one.
Oh, my God, you're the original. The president was cloned from you back when they made her for that ghastly, trashy TV show.
I'm ashamed to admit that that is the case, yes. I've been trying to stay out of her way, but unfortunately circumstances have brought me here.
Very unfortunately.
You two are in league.
I know her. Obviously. You saw us together.
What's going on? Ambassador, Thanatos will be here in less than an hour. If I'm not out there reassuring the people, who knows what will happen?
You, Scoblo, turn on the space television.
Can you reach?
That's the main concourse. That's just outside this hotel.
The revolution will be space televised.
The riots have started on schedule.
On what?
This creature breaking into your room was part of the plan, was it?
Not my plan, no.
What's that supposed to mean?
He means he didn't expect to find the pair of you cozying up together.
Cozying up? I I've never even seen him before.
You were together in this room and you must know who he is. He is the Vice-Chancellor of Eros.
I don't follow politics. It's boring.
I have to say, breaking into an ambassador's hotel room with a Vice-Chancellor in tow doesn't seem all that apolitical. How did you even get past all the security? You'd need some pretty specialist gear. Oh! What's that on top of the safe? Ah, take a look at this, Ambassador.
Lockpicks. These devices are illegal throughout Earthspace.
Only professional thieves would carry these. Or intelligence agents.
The penalty for even possessing one in this solar system is 5 years on the lunar penal colony.
It would be the death penalty on some of the outer worlds.
You.
I smell a rat.
Oh, very good.
Who are you working for? Which government sent you?
No one sent me. I cheated.
You managed to get into the safe, I see.
Get away from there.
Of course.
I know you two are working together. Did Twist put you up to this?
You know I didn't, Ambassador.
Does he now? Know each other well, I take it.
You're saying it's another government.
I'm saying I don't know.
Benny was supposed to keep you busy. We didn't know. We didn't suspect. I still don't really understand. Just call my lawyer.
So you felt the need to consult counsel before coming here tonight? Not exactly the actions of an innocent woman.
Benny, this is all your fault.
Hardly.
It is always your fault. Benny, he's got something in his hand.
Those are my bats.
I'm sorry.
You heard me. Look, we got carried away. It happens. Came as a surprise to me too, but... Ambassador, if we're going to be standing around, do you mind if I, have those back?
What? Oh, yes.
Sunfield, I'm impressed.
Good God! Ambassador, we're in the middle of an interplanetary crisis.
And now, if you could all just turn round for a moment while I, put them back on.
Of course, I, should
maybe
have...
Maybe my consultancy could use some of your
I can't believe we fell for that.
She's gone.
She's taken everything from the safe. Everything.
But left her pants.
No joke. We have to send the abort signal.
No.
No?
I'll get on to the police. Have them put out an alert for her. What harm can she do?
She has the plans.
And only 10 minutes to find someone in authority, explain what they are, and convince him they're genuine.
She has the plans.
You are meant to be out there, Twisk. You have your big speech to make, remember? You have read it.
You didn't give me enough time. I'll read it off the teleprompter. That's what I always do with my speeches.
You have to act like a man of the people, the man of action, reassuring the mob with your calm words that seem so perfectly suited to this occasion. They capture the mood. There's no point staging a crisis if we're not there to take advantage of it. Now go!
Oh, of course. Of course.
Officer, this is Ambassador Najok, Suite 6310 at the Hellion Hotel. I just caught a thief red-handed. Yes, she had broken into my safe. She has a disintegrator pistol. We struggled and she got away, but she dropped her ID. She's an off-worlder and her name is Bernice Summerfield. I have a description. Oh, you have her record. Well, she only left here moments ago. Thank you. Yes, armed with a laser pistol, that's right. Thank you again. Well, that should do the trick. Care to watch a spot of space television with me, Scoblo? Vice-Chancellor Twisk is about to make an historic speech.
Wait, you and Twisk are working together? Oh, this is very confusing.
The speech is in the prompter. Well, go on then. Start the speech rolling. And turn this mic on. Idiot.
Yeah.
Thanatos is hoving into view. And start the damn prompter.
Right you are, Governor. I leave you to it.
They said it couldn't be done. That it shouldn't be done. That no human being had done what I was attempting. And I think I am the man to do it, I said. We should do it. We were in this place together. I owe it to humanity to stretch the boundaries, to transgress that which is conventional. This has always been my philosophy, as you know. As I have told you often enough, we should do it. Do it as often as we can, wherever we can, to whomever wants it from me. I knew that in this particular circumstance, I could find the opening. I knew that the very moment I found myself in this situation. Yes, it would be dangerous, I said. Yes, there are tentacles everywhere. It is also a bit hairy. But as you know, I was right to thrust forwards. Forwards! It had never faced such firmness, such a hard line. But it grasped it, held it. I replied that I loved a challenge, and it hurt. I confess that it hurt. But oh, what sweet, sweet pleasure. I vowed to keep my resolve as long as I could, delay the moment of release, but it came. Then I came, and it came again. And as I wiped myself down, I thought that was the best 12 credits I've ever spent on a whore. And I've hired a lot of whores, believe me. I thought I knew all the tricks, because, as you all know, I worked in the sex trade myself. And I... What the...
What the hell?
Then he switched the files. That's from Barely Humanoid by Jason Kane. His great unpublished work.
Well, it's found an audience now.
Jason's work was entirely autobiographical, you know.
Really?
I'm all volume 7.
I don't doubt it.
Nibbling Around the Mouse Hole. A bestseller. You may have read it, millions did. That was all me. Bits of volume 8, too.
Shut up, will you?
She isn't in any of his books, you know. Didn't make the grade.
Just...
Didn't cut the mustard.
The situation can still be salvaged.
I'm a stupid, skinny human.
If you There's want still to, I time. I just I need to get the real speech to Twist. We can blame saboteurs. Really? May have to ditch Twist soon, but it's not as though he's anything special. He's a means to an end.
Jason was a literary genius. But he couldn't get even one chapter or even a single paragraph out of someone whose idea of experimentation in bed, and it was always in bed, never anywhere else, was to move her left leg a bit. If you knew the man, you'd know that Jason Kane had appetites that could never be satisfied by some lanky primate. Wait, that's Summerfield on the space television. Well, the camera doesn't exactly flatter her, does it? Why are they all listening to her?
Just find Summerfield. Bring her to me, relatively intact.
Quabiga.
Don't get cute. You know exactly what I mean. Intact.
Quabiga.
I'm not... I really don't know what you mean by that. Look, can't you speak in English? If you can understand it well enough, you must be able to speak it, right?
Panquel Paladak.
Yeah, well, of course I could. But not only am I the paying customer here, I don't have that mouth thing you've got there.
Quikala.
Is that what it is? Okay, that. I don't have one of those, and I don't think I could make half of those sounds without it. No tongue. Well, that must be... Never mind. I've got things to do. Just find her.
Belly! Belly, Timmy! Timmy, special mark, Timmy!
Gibbering idiot.
Timmy!
What? That's Summerfield! On the space television. What is she doing?
People of Eros, I am President Summerfield, as you probably know, and I have something to say. Just here. So here goes. In such times as these, with war rockets visible through the glass ceiling of our world, what we need is clear leadership. We must stand up to the Thanatossers. Really? That's really the right term? Okay. So, I say...
Thanks. I'll just be in here. No problem. All in a day's work. Ah, Ambassador.
Professor Summerfield.
Did you see my speech? Went down well, I think.
It wasn't really your speech, technically. But it had the desired effect. The war rockets got the message. I hear they already stood down. Well played.
Are you going to kill me or something?
No, what's done is done. Benny, I had the best of intentions. I wanted to be the man who brought peace to Venus and Eros. It was just unfortunate that Venus and Eros were already at peace.
Deeply inconsiderate of them.
Great men are forged in difficult times. I want to be a great man, Benny. I want to be a great man. That's what history books should remember me as.
You did all this just to get in the history books?
No, I want to be on the cover of the history books. I have the ability, I know that. I needed to create a crisis to solve, and Twisk needed a crisis to take control of Eros.
Ah, Twisk. What will happen to him? I don't see him becoming Chancellor now, do you?
Oh, the man's an idiot. Only got as far as he did because of his family connections. What do you see happening to you?
I'll get by.
Join my team.
Don't be ridiculous.
You're a remarkable woman, Benny, and I know what you're thinking, but I'm a good man.
Oh, you're a bad man. But probably the right kind of bad man. There's worse.
If you won't join the team, we could still... We were having fun in that lift.
We certainly were. Ambassador. Nudge. I'm not sure I'm quite ready yet. I just lost... Well, it's complicated. I hadn't even thought about, well, whether I would meet anyone else. Well, it wasn't perhaps the ideal circumstances. At least you reminded me of what's out there. And while I don't necessarily want to go there, at least not now, I probably will someday. Do you see?
We were just war rockets that passed in the night.
Exactly.
Oh, nearly forgot. I still have your pants. Yeah.
Keep them. Keep them as a souvenir.
I will.
Actually, that's really tacky, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, they're nice pants, but...
Yeah, it's not all that romantic or anything.
No. I'd better have them back.
Thanks.
No problem.
Next customer to cashier terminal 2, please.
Well, that didn't go too badly. Okay, it could have gone a lot worse.
Next customer to cashier terminal 7, please.
Well, think of it this way. As soon as we're done here, we need never see each other ever again. Ever.
Yes, there is that, I suppose.
That's the spirit.
Next customer to cashier terminal 4, please.
At last. Hello, could we empty this account, please? These are the transfer documents. Thank you. Oh, my. That is a lot of money. Here. Oh,
that is nice. Even 10% of that is very lovely.
I've never seen a number like that before, but I think it's my new favourite. We should celebrate.
I'll celebrate the moment I see your spaceship launch. I want you gone. The very next thing we're doing is going to the spaceport.
Okay, okay. What are all these crowds doing?
Everyone trying to get away from here before it all kicks off again, I expect.
Well, my ship's over there, so this is goodbye.
Get out of here right now. Pornography, blackmail, riots and gunfire. That might be how you do things, but let me tell you.
You got your money.
I don't care. Go now. I dread to think what'll happen if your stunt posing as the president gets discovered. I am a marked mouse now, you know. You mess with people in power, they don't forget it. And never, ever think of walking into a relationship consultancy, a dating agency, or any other personal service ever again. Your name will be Mutt. Do you hear me, Summerfield? I'm spreading the word. You will never get a date in this galaxy again. Are you listening to me?
I thought I saw...
Good afternoon, professors.
Oh, it's your tourist friend.
Wait, over there. By my ship, I saw...
Glad to see you survived, all the kerfuffle. Not much of a holiday for you. It's not like this normally on Eros. It's all her fault.
It wasn't a holiday, though, was it, Felterby?
No. How did you know?
Well, you kept popping up, and that was a bit suspicious. But what clinched it was that you knew I was a professor. I never told you that.
Well, who is he? Why is he following you around? What have you done now?
I don't know. I doubt he'll just tell us which agency
I'm a revenue collector.
That's very interesting. Sorry, did you just say revenue collector?
Yes, Outland Revenue, Transgalactic Taxes and Duties Division. I was sent here by the Xlenthi to collect some unpaid duties.
Oh, no.
No.
Which brings me to you two, and a very large unpaid bill for Section 32. Erotica and explicit fiction import to the Xlanthi Clatch Worlds, payable by Jason Kane, or, as it happens, his estate, heirs, or other beneficiaries.
You have to be kidding.
I'm afraid not. You'll find the paperwork all in order. I've also been asked to pursue certain other matters on behalf of the Venusian Outland Revenue, a taxation, exchange duty, and Class 94 National Insurance. It amounts to...
How much? That's most of it. You're not just taking the lion's share, you're taking the tigers and the cheetahs as well, and leaving us with the small kitten's share.
Now, you can either pay here and now, or travel back to the Xlanthi Worlds to dispute your case. Of course, there is a bit of an administrative backlog, so if you do decide to appeal, then you'll have a short waiting period. 6 months on the ice moon of Flisp. 2 days of sunlight a month, I believe.
Wait, though surely I'm not affected by...
The business arrangements are all very clear and have your paw prints all over them. If you do decide to appeal, then there's a short waiting period, 6 months on the ice...
All right.
Sign here, and here, and here, and here... And, no, not there. There. That's... And here.
She brings misery in her wake. Death, disaster, financial ruin, explosion.
Nothing of any consequence actually exploded as such.
Ah, the hangar!
Please, not my ship.
Move! Keep moving!
Scoblo's asleep. Those pills you had worked. That and the red wine. Thanks for letting us...
Your taxes at work. Now, shush.
Yes, this news just coming in. The body found at the site of the shuttle explosion in Eris's major spaceport has been identified as that of President Summerfield. It's not yet clear whether this was an accident or an assassination. This tragically caps a strange week during which the president took an unplanned holiday citing exhaustion, then unexpectedly appeared on Eros yesterday in the midst of the unrest there. Whether her death is linked to the unrest is not yet known. Further details as we receive them.
What the hell is going on?
I've got a contact who says that the thing they're not saying is that the president was killed long before the shuttle came into port.
What?
the shuttle came from Earth. She and her guards were killed there, dumped inside, and the shuttle sent here on autopilot.
That's just bizarre. Who did this?
They don't know. Nobody's claimed responsibility yet, which is unusual.
Well, it's not my problem, I suppose. Apparently my own ship survived the explosion unscathed, thank God. I'm not sure my insurance covers terrorist acts. Are communications back up?
Yes.
Then I've got something more important to do.
Bernice.
Adrian, listen, I'm sorry. I know I was supposed to meet up with you today, but I've been stuck here on Eros. The comms have all been down, so
Bernice,
I couldn't possibly...
Peter. He's gone.
Gone?
Kidnapped. He's been taken.
What? Who by?
Some man called Frost. He won't say what he wants, but he wants you to meet him on Earth. He wants you to go alone, but I think I should come too.
No! Don't. If this man contacts you again, tell him he's made a hell of a mistake. Tell him I'm coming.